Hello and welcome to another edition of the Red or Dead podcast, and a reunion edition. Sorry, we've been away for so long. We've been extremely busy on loads of projects. Maria has been, you know, running the world. Suki has been doing all things in all different countries. If you check out his Instagram, you will see he's been living it up in Paris. And then we are blessed to be able to be in the same presence as superstar Maria. So obviously you can see who I'm with today. Maria and Suki, how are you guys?
I'm good. But before that mention, isn't this the guy who went to Miami for one night the other day?
This isn't about me.
What? You went for one night? What?
He went for an NBA game and flew back the next day.
Are you serious? I don't even realise. How funny
don't listen to Suki. This is not about me in any form of way.
You've been all over
All over football, actually, representing women's football.
You've been on the BBC website podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Come on now. Like, come on, tell us all about it.
So, I've been doing loads of stuff around women's football. And I know you're all going to laugh.
I love women's football and I don't like Palace. I thought you was going in a different direction. So I was just covering myself for that.
No. Women's football. So I've been working with this organisation called Her Game 2, who promote basically women to be able to be part of the footballing community without any issues there. So, you know, as equals and respected just as the men are in football. And it's just led on to loads of really cool stuff. So, yeah, I was on BBC Radio London a couple of weeks ago talking about sexism in football, really, and women's experiences going to football matches. So that's nothing to do with women's football, just football in general. And then yesterday I was on, yesterday was Daily Express Sports channel that they've got. So I was on there chatting about, again, women in football. And then, yeah, I've been on this new show talking about women's football and the women's game. It's been really cool. And I'm working with Crystal Palace Women's to just try and get more people going along and getting involved and just promoting the women's game, really.
Now, for those who don't know,
Maria
gets a stick from us for having a secret team. Or not so secret team, if you look at her Instagram.
Unfortunately, if you look at my Twitter, it looks like I'm a full-blown Crystal Palace fan.
Full-blown. She's literally one step away from beating the drum with the ultras, you know, which I think is highly disgraceful. But
do you know what? I was sitting next to the ultras last week.
See, I'm telling you, you're one step away. And if I see you with that drum,
I didn't know they were going to be there. I've learned all their little drumming rhythms as well. My favourite drum. That'd be quite cool.
you're so one step away.
I'd love to be in charge of the drum.
As long as you show evidence of wearing under your Palace attire that you wear, that you're wearing a Liverpool shirt closest to your heart, that's all that matters.
Trey,
well,
how many times,
having seen that footage of those Liverpool fans in the City End the other week.
That is true. There was a little footage of, well, there's idiot Liverpool fans, I must say, who decided to go in Liverpool attire into the City End when we played against them a while ago.
but the thing is, Dre has seen me at Palace matches because he does attend them as well. Dre, what's happened?
Someone scored
already.
Yeah, Arsenal has gone 1-0 up against Man United.
Oh, wow. After 2 minutes.
And it's in 2 minutes, 26 seconds. Man United, you are truly shit. And you're a disgrace to football. But we're going to get to that. Go on,
just
Maria.
Say what you feel then, Trey.
Dre has to follow Arsenal because of his appearances on Arsenal for TV lately.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, he loves... Yeah, he's a big Arsenal fan. He makes out. See, at least I'm quite open with it.
At least take the Arsenal top off for the Liverpool podcast, Dre.
At least I'm quite open and I'm like, yes, I support Liverpool, but I also follow Crystal Palace. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, you're a big fan of them and I respect that. It's but, quite
but dis- also Dre, who also attends Crystal Palace matches, although he pretends he doesn't, Dre quite often, I'll be at a match and I'll suddenly get a text message and he'll be like, are you at the match? And then I'll be like, yes, where are you, Dre?
It'll send
a picture of him eating one of those big massive hot dogs or something, but happily enjoying.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm going to complain about to Crystal Palace about their food. Like Crystal Palace,
the hot dogs are very good there.
Number one, you in I don't know, is it the Holmesdale Road end, I think it's called, where you have to walk through a wall, a crack in the wall, literally a crack in the wall you have to walk through to be able to get
what
through.
Do you mean?
I think it is the Holmesdale Road end where you have to, it's such a smaller stand. It's like there's like a little slit in the wall and you have to walk through that. And it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, goodness, if you are one of these people that are like massive, you ain't getting through there.
Are you talking about the turnstiles? You mean the turnstiles?
It's like a crack in the wall.
Yeah. It's like, you know, in castles where they have the arrow slit.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. I had to go like sideways to get in.
I've never seen anything like that ever in my life.
I feel like
I've gone straight back to 83. You know, like if you like, you're talking about things that happen when you're a kid and you're like, oh my God, that could never happen now. Well, it's still happening now. And then the line for the food is disgraceful. Like, there's no, as you know, I'm not used to, you know, sitting with regular folk now, but there's a reason why. There's a reason why.
Isn't it worse?
When I had to stand and queue for this food, and I got this bread that's hard.
Hot dogs are horrible. It's those what are they called? Rollover, whatever. They have them at cinemas. Rollover hot dogs or something.
No, I don't mind those ones where it's like it's cooked in the bag or whatever it is, and then so you can open up the bag and it's ready to go. This was not that. This was like hard
Isn't
bread.
Is that what they always do, though?
No, well, I don't know what they've done. I think it's Palace maybe.
I think the Palace hot dogs are really horrible.
Before I get sued, allegedly it might
no,
be
No, no, no. The hot dogs are horrible.
Man United are not scoring. No, they're not scoring.
I'll tell you what, though. Mm-hmm. You're not going to like this. I went to a Women's Champions League match, and it was Arsenal. It was the quarterfinal? Semi-final? Maybe it was semi-final. Right. I can't remember. Might have been the quarter, actually. And Arsenal's hot dogs are incredible. That was like a gourmet hot dog.
Nothing in Arsenal is great. Nothing.
No. The food. I can't bear the stadium. I can't bear it.
What's the worst stadium that you've been to this season?
The Emirates. I just don't like it.
Is that the worst stadium, full stop? Why?
I've been to some really crappy little stadiums, but the Emirates, I don't like. It gives me a headache. There's something about it. I don't know what it is.
I've got a feeling that I haven't been there.
I find it closed in. I find it claustrophobic.
Well, Arsenal Stadium is terrible because unless it's sunny, like literally they don't. It's built for a different country. It's built for like Portugal or something like that. It's not built for England because when it started to bucket down in rain, then it felt like it was all going down to the away end, and so we just showered down. But it didn't stop us from ruling your stadium.
They direct the rain to the away end.
Yeah, directing. That's it. It's especially designed for the rain. To come to the way ends and then it's to deter the away fans from singing, but we still ruled your stadium inside and outside. We did it. And for those, I'm gonna put it up again. Excuse the swearing, but for, you know what, I must say this, right? If we're going, because we haven't recorded,
he's on a roll, he's gone nuts. Go on,
we haven't recorded in a long time.
Transport Liverpool today, it's just
us on
Alice.
I'm just before we get onto Liverpool stuff, it's actually Liverpool related now. Oh, Maguire's on the bench, by the way. I'm not gonna rag on him because I've done it enough anyway, but so we was obviously singing, and I was just getting used to being around, like, you know, proper fans. Go to proper away games, all that type of stuff, right? Now, I must say this, and I'm going to make this claim, and I'm going to stick to this. For 2 or 3 minutes, I led Liverpool fans. I was the leader.
You talk about this every time.
Now, we've talked about this off recording Now I'm going to talk about it on recording. This is, I led the cheers.
He's heard the story so many times, he's now walked off.
Suki's walked off because he's used to it. He's intimidated.
He's by like, how many times?
I was like, what's that one? What's that one? That famous guy from Scotland with the paint across his face. What's his name? Come on. Yeah, buddy.
I know what you're talking about. What you're likening yourself.
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, I forgot his bloody name now.
Something Bruce.
Oh, this is terrible. This is Bruce.
No, what's his name? I can't remember.
Who's the guy that from Scotland, Suki, that paints half of his face, and they made a film about him?
Braveheart.
Yeah, but is that his name?
Yeah, it was something the Bruce, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what's his actual name? That's the name of the film.
It's John, isn't it? Or something like that.
Oh, you lot are disgraceful.
William Wallace.
Yeah, I was William Wallace of the Liverpool fans, leading them to victory, leading the cheers, inside especially, and outside. That's what I was doing. I was doing that. And that was me. So you're welcome, first of all, to all Liverpool fans.
I think Dre started one chant off at Anfield one time.
I remember pointing out to him, I was like, oh, you started that chant, but now he's talking about Arsenal that he started it as
outside.
Well.
I was telling them to sing louder, to turn around, face the Arsenal fans looking at us through their window. That's what I was doing.
You're in your Arsenal top.
It's out of sympathy. Listen, Arsenal.
Speaking of sporting other clubs,
yeah.
Lewis Hamilton's in the news this week, launched by Chelsea.
How is that going to work? Please tell me how that's going to work.
Is he insane?
No, but would that work? Right? I mean, I'm going to ask you guys. Let's say, for example, Lewis Hamilton was buying a percentage of Liverpool, but he's actually an Arsenal fan or Chelsea fan or whatever he is. Then how does that sit with you guys?
I wouldn't like it.
But no. Because
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to buy any bit of Arsenal, I don't think. I wouldn't want to... I wouldn't want to buy another club. Arsenal. I wouldn't want to buy Everton.
It's really weird. Why? Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't buy Everton. So are you telling me that, let's say you're a multi millionaire.
I don't think anyone would want to buy Everton right
and
now.
And there was all right. You know what? I'll put it to Maria. Would you buy a percentage of Palace?
I knew you were going to say that.
That got you back for your comments earlier.
What comments? I would, but no, I don't think that would surprise anyone, would it? If I was going to buy like
direct rivals, Liverpool.
No, exactly. If I was going to buy City or no, not
yeah,
City.
What do you do?
United or Everton.
No, that's just get out. You just get out of everything.
I wouldn't
unfollow everything. Delete your number.
I wouldn't. How could you do that? It doesn't even make sense. People would be like, "What's all that about?"
Well, would you buy one of Everton?
On the business side, if you're that rich, you're making business decisions, you step away from it. But
yeah, but you've got to have
a loyal Liverpool fan.
But Chelsea as well. Yeah. For
what about Everton? Would you do it at Everton? Because Everton are rivals, but, you know, come on, let's just be honest. They're not really rivals. They're not rivals. They're just like, it's like a big brother picking on a little brother. You know, just holding his head while he's swinging.
I apologise to all the people who live in Liverpool who would be going crazy here. At this
Sorry, Everton fans. That's what it is. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I'm sorry. You guys are the poor.
So you're carrying on. I just apologised on your behalf.
I feel dangerous today.
Well, as long as you don't talk about the topic that we said we're not talking about, we're all right.
These lot put a muzzle on me. I wish I could talk about what I wanted to talk about, but I'm not allowed. So let's catch up with all of the games. Obviously, the last time we spoke, I believe that we was just going to be facing Inter Milan. It's just before the West Ham game, I think it is. So this has
been
a long time
since Inter Milan last, surely.
I don't think, or at the very least, it's within the Inter Milan time-ish. It's around that time.
We've obviously conquered
there, and we've gone on a nice little run. Not a little run, but we've gone on a nice run since then. I think
the games we haven't won, apart from the City game, were games we weren't needing to win. So
yeah, I think, but as well, what's changing between now and then? Has been, the momentum and the mood with the fans, and I think that everyone's kind of singing all in the same, rowing in the right direction now, everyone. But I think that because obviously we've caught up to City, the momentum and the mood has changed with everyone. So, Suki, Do you, you know, how do you feel like, obviously, we're just moving forward now from well, we can talk about, like, you know, us demolishing, you know, City and Man United in 1 week. So what do you feel that's done from the mood and momentum of the fans and also, obviously, of the team?
It was the performances. I was obviously very happy with the run. We were winning ugly, but I don't think we played well since the start of January. I think we had one good game, which was the Leeds game, potentially. Don't get me wrong, we had some decent games, but nothing like we were putting in the first half of the season, don't think. And I think that was kind of linked to Mo's form as well. Mo's form was massively dipped. So it's worrying me. It's worrying me when we're going to start to play better oppositions, because we have got lucky in the draw of the Champions League. And we've got lucky in other draws as well. So there have been games I would have expected us to win as well. So we've won them, which is great. We haven't slipped up, but they're games I'd expect us to win. And so, yeah, I was a bit nervous going into some of the bigger games. I was still hopeful, but I just felt we needed better performances. And the first City game, actually, the draw, actually made me feel really nervous, because I just feel we got completely outplayed. And actually, it could have been, if they took some of the chances, which I think they should have taken, it could have been 3-4-0 at the end of the first half, or 3-4-1. So they should have put that game past us early on. And so I was a bit nervous. So we needed the reaction. We needed the better performance. We needed some of our players to step up in a FA Cup game and the United game. And we got that. We got just two absolutely great performances. I know people say the City game ended up being close, but I don't think it was close. I don't think we were ever worried in the second half until they got that second goal really late on. I think we were sloppy with the first goal, but we were never in trouble for most of that half. We didn't push for it because we were already two goals ahead. And then we were just sloppy in letting them score at the end, and then made it nervous for like 5 minutes. But I don't think we were ever in. I think had they got that second goal earlier, I don't think it would have been the same second half. So I'm not worried about, I wasn't worried about that. And the first half performance was absolutely brilliant. And then the United performance was absolutely brilliant. I wanted Salah to get the hat-trick at the end, but he didn't, and that's fine. I'm really happy. I think we missed a trick in the league game against City. I think Jurgen Klopp got the lineup wrong, actually. And actually, that was the game we really needed to win, just overtake them, keep it in our hands. But I'm going to say this. I think we're going to win the league. I think City will drop points. I think West Ham is not an easy game. I think City struggled in the first half against Brighton. And there'll be games where I think City will just drop a point, and I think we'll win every game. No one.
Maria, yeah, obviously, just you answered that question as well regarding the momentum and the mood of the fans and your optimism. But obviously, we've discussed off air us, you know, winning every game. I am a little bit more cautious about that because I just think that they've got easier. Even if we manage to win all the games, I think we've definitely got a harder run in. But I can't see City, you're dropping points, but. In reference, obviously, to the mood and momentum, do you feel that's in a positive way been affecting the players, and then obviously your take on everything up to this point?
Yeah, I'm with Suki on this, and I said it right from the beginning. I think we can win the league. I think we will win the league. And I think the current mood and the hype around Liverpool, because it's not just fans and players at the moment, but it's everywhere. So pundits are talking about it.
Gary Neville.
Yeah, it's all over the place. So I think we've got a really strong chance of winning. I think it will also be affecting City. And we've seen Pep talking about Liverpool. So it's obviously, you know, at the moment, it's like City are just getting in. Well, Liverpool are just getting in City's way. We're everywhere. But we're managing to beat them at key. Well, we're managing to get on top of them at key moments. It's annoying, as Suki said, that Liverpool didn't win in the league game. They should have done. That was very, very frustrating. But I think the general mood, the general feeling is that Liverpool will win, Liverpool can win, and Liverpool should win as long as they keep doing what they're doing. And at the moment, what Liverpool did, I mean, I think they're in excellent form at present against Man United the other day. Just fantastic. Brilliant, brilliant. It was a masterclass. But what Liverpool have been great at doing is, even when they've been a little bit off form, are not performing brilliantly, they're still winning. So we need them to keep that going and to keep getting the goals, because at the moment the goal difference is working in Liverpool's favour. So if it does come down to it at the end, Liverpool will win. And I think that's just, it's playing on City's mind, and it should hopefully affect their mentality going into their games. And, you know, I mean, so they've got Leeds, Newcastle. Who have they got today? Did we say Watford? And
so they've got Watford. They've got
Leeds, yeah. They've got Leeds, Newcastle, West Ham, Villa after that. We've got, after Newcastle away next week, we've got Tottenham, Villa, Southampton and Wolves. I think, I mean...
It's only the Tottenham game for me. But yeah, I think
it's the Tottenham game, isn't it? Yeah, so I don't think, I'd say we've kind of got an even bag between City and Liverpool, and it's just going to come down to who keeps their their nerve, really.
I agree with Maria. I think people saw it as harder because we had United, Everton, Tottenham. United have gone; they got absolutely dispatched.
Dealt with them.
Everton
are going to win.
Yeah, Everton are relegated
all over the place.
Yeah. So I think it is just Tottenham. So I think that's at Anfield.
But people pointing at the Newcastle game and saying that is going to be, because that's in between the Villarreal games, and then we're going to have to rest players in between.
But we've managed it. We've been managing it.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. City,
Villarreal, I know they've been playing well recently. They're also a team that lost United twice in the Champions League.
But I mean, yeah, but they're a different proposition
when it comes to the clubs.
Villarreal, I'm not worried about. I just know that with our full team, full strength team,
we should
beat everyone. Yeah. I feel that he's gonna have to rotate the team in between that. So the only sticking point is, like, the same way that I'm looking personally at if we are gonna be able to win it, that Villa may be the team that gonna at least draw against City, because I think they're a harder team.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking West Ham will be their harder opponent.
We lost to West Ham at their stadium.
West Ham beat them last season, I believe, as well.
So West Ham is their toughest opponent over Villa.
It's just if West Ham rest for Europa League, so that's the only thing that could play against us.
Well, West Ham only got like the same squad that they play for every game, so there's no like resting players. It's just whether they're going to be tired or not. Being honest, I think that. It'll be those two games, but then obviously we've got to play against. Have we got to play against West Ham, and we've got to play against. Have we got West Ham?
No.
I could be wrong.
No, we're done with West Ham. Right, so we've got Villa. So
Villa is the one that I was looking at as.
No, we'll beat Villa.
Yeah, we might draw Villa. Against. We're not going to lose any games. I've said this from a while, but I think it won't. I don't think it would be like just straightforward that City will just win every single game and then win the league. I think it might be on us if we're going to... Yeah, because I think that they drop points and we may drop a point too.
I think if we win every game, we win the league. I mean,
you guys have got the optimism. I'm just being cautious. Now, here's the question I've got for you guys. Do you feel it's still... a spectacular season if we just win the cups. So if we win, obviously, FA Cup coming and the Champions League, would you guys be happy with that? Start off with Maria.
I'll be happy with three cups and not winning the league, but I want the league. I think the league cements it.
And Maria? Sookie went in right in there. Listen, Maria.
Would be more than happy to win all the cups and not win the league. Why would that be?
No, but would you be a little bit disappointed? I'll open it to both of you because Sookie's going to.
I'd be disappointed because then, and it goes back to what Sookie said way back at the first part of the season when we were drawing games that we shouldn't have been. It would be annoying. It'd be frustrating because then we'd be like, should have done better in those games and we could have won it. But I think winning the cups, I think FA Cup's quite important actually for Liverpool to get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest with you, like with the FA Cup, I'm not as worried about Chelsea anymore, even though we drew both games with them. But I just feel like, you know, we played weakened teams against them, or we've been in bad form. So therefore, like, I think the last time we played him at Stamford Bridge, I felt that we was like quite nervous whether we was going to win or lose, and I don't think the optimism was there. Definitely not the form. And I believe, I can't remember, you guys were able to tell me before, like when we played them, we didn't have Diaz and people like that pushing. So I definitely think that Diaz has come in, he's been able to lift, which is going to go into his next subject, Mane's game. So do you, like, there's been a lot of shouts now that he's you know, for player of the season. Obviously, his recency bias with a lot of
people. Who, Mane?
Yeah, Micah Richards, he came out and said that that's his player of the year.
No chance.
Are you guys, like, obviously, we know because we watch him every week, you know, what his form has been and how he's been able to turn it around, and obviously new position changes helped him. But, you know, what is your view about Mane now? Have we seen the old and the best of?
Let's not let recency bias get, like, cloud our judgment.
You don't think he's back to his best now?
No, I need more consistency. I don't give
it's money the consistency that's
two
the issue.
Great games, and they aligned with Liverpool playing well as well. But then I actually think, although Mo Salah hasn't been forming, his actual play has been pretty good, like, in some of these games. So his passing in that first City game for the Mane pass. Salah's in-game play, his first touch, his movement is good, and I'm glad he got the goals against United. Mane, when he's poor, is just not doing anything well. Like, that first City game, he was so bad, I thought. He got the goal in the second half, which is obviously great. But other than that, that was one of the worst first half performances I've seen. I think that's been his form recently. And actually, if we are going back to sort of like this league in general, I just look back on that Leicester game that we lost and where Mo missed the penalty, which is bad because Mo never misses. But also, Mane was through one and one against Casper and hit it over the bar.
Salah, is there a game? If I'm going to go back to a game that bothers me, it's that Brentford game. It's still that Brentford game. You know why?
No, because there's worse games. We were 2-0 up against Brighton and Chelsea.
What a blooming disappointment.
Missed a penalty and a sitter against a very poor Leicester team. Leicester team had just been battered 4-0 a few days earlier by I can't remember who. And then we let them beat us 1-0. Those are three games. But yeah, back to your league question, actually, before the Mane one. I think even if we win the Cups, which obviously isn't a given, but the thing that would bother me with the league is, I think I read somewhere that from the start of the last three seasons before this and this one, so from the three seasons before this, City and us got the same level of points. And so whatever the difference is, this season is a difference in points between us from the last four seasons, pretty much. And if City walk away with another league, that's going to be three leagues to them and one league to us. And that just doesn't sit right with me. If we've got the same amount of points, I think we need to win a close one. They won the close one before by one point. And I do think it'll have a psychological and actually a disappointing impact if they just beat us by one point again, to have him beat us, like, because we haven't won a close one with them. They beat us by a close one in 2014. They beat us in a close one two years ago. And we need to win a close one. We need to win, show that we can do that, I think. And actually, two leagues will just cement the greatness of this team. But yeah, look, I also don't want to get carried away over Mane. I think he's had two good games, but I actually like Bobby since he's come back. I think Bobby offers more to the team in terms of linking players and the unselfishness. And actually, we tend to get more goals as a team when Bobby plays in that position. So I don't think Bobby's done yet. I don't think a lot of people say Mane's Bobby replacement. I think that's really unfair. Bobby, I actually think Bobby's been brilliant since his injury.
No, I think that Mane, you know, what he gives you is 100% effort each time. And I just think that you are getting someone now who's kind of being reinvigorated. I think that with him, he is, you know, find a new lease of life. I think he hasn't got the pace that Diaz has, you know, that Salah has. But I think that he has an instinct of to score goals, and obviously defensively he comes back as well. So him and Bobby are two different types of players. But I feel that if you like, Mane is the person that when the chips are down, usually he's the one to be able to kind of keep us in the mix. You know, like with the City game, when pretty much the whole team wasn't really playing well, yet they still couldn't beat us. So therefore, I look at it that way. Like, you know, when we were playing well, you couldn't handle us at all. And it's only us taking our foot off the accelerator, kind of let you back in the game. But I feel that when we weren't playing well, you still couldn't beat us as well. So therefore, that leads me to believe, obviously, it's just the fixtures that are in City's favour. But I feel, back to the question about the cups, if we win the Champions League, FA Cup, you know, some type of treble, I don't know if they call it a treble of cups anyway, but the original treble I would like to actually do, shut Man United fans up. But I think that will hurt them more. So I don't think, I disagree with Suki when it comes to like psychologically, it'll be a bigger blow to City if they don't win the Champions League. I really don't think they give a shit.
It'll be
about
a blow to both teams, I think, if we...
I think we would be like, okay, we move to next season. I think that would be momentum with that, especially when we're going to get new players in. But I do think that questions will start going in City's head. They're going to go, are we ever going to win it? Like,
they're
getting Haaland, though.
They're getting Haaland, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and that's another thing. All right, let me go into that, like, obviously some of the new signings. Let's go into Ars, first of all, before we go into, Man City, which I don't... Has it been confirmed? Have they actually officially bid for him?
It's not been
confirmed. Was it just talk at the moment? Because we still got talk as well with the Carvalho thing. So, you know, reports were saying from all credible sources that...
Well, Carvalho's coming, definitely, right?
I think that's done, Carvalho.
That's
well, the thing
deal,
is that...
But they just can't announce it yet. Cause
Mario Silva was saying he doesn't know nothing about it. And then, obviously, Carvalho's talking about the speculations kind of getting to his head. As we are speaking, Man United... So Arsenal have scored. No, it looks like it's disallowed. They scored again.
Wait,
was that two
or three?
It's two now. It was two. Now it's one. So
just out of interest, who do you want to win this game, Joe?
I think, you know what, actually, because it feels like the...
I thought that it was frozen for a minute.
You're trying to...
So
I don't know the answer.
Like, to be honest with you, like, As much as I would like Man United to not make the Champions League, because then obviously with the new manager, it's going to make them a more attractive proposition. But I can't stand Arsenal fans and Arsenal, so therefore, like, I hope it's a draw. That will be good for me, and Tottenham get the fourth place, because I don't want none of them to get through, because I can't stand both of them at all. Man United have gone to a point where if someone feels sorry for you in life, that's pity is worse than hate. I'd rather someone hate me than think, oh, poor guy. That's where I'm at. Oh, wait a minute. It's a penalty to Arsenal.
What is going on? I feel like
I know. There's some crazy stuff that's going on here. So, so Arsenal are... I'll just pause for a second while I wait for them to score 2-0. And that is Man United back in their place again, in the bin. So anyway, let's go into the the signings. So we've allegedly signed Fabio Carvalho from Fulham.
Carvalho.
Is that his name? Is it Carvalho or Carvalho? I don't know. I thought it was Carvalho. I think it's Carvalho, isn't it?
There's an H in there, isn't there?
Carvalho. We know that Trey has problems with names.
It's Carvalho.
Was it Carvalho? Oh, I'll take it back. Sorry.
I was right.
Sorry, Jay. I thought it was Carvalho.
We've apparently signed him, for $5 million up front and then $2 million add ons, apparently. Now, this for next season, they're saying that there's no talking about him being loaned back to Fulham or anywhere else. What do you guys think about that signing? Do you think that he's gonna, like, he's supposed to be, like, some people saying that he's a new Coutinho? What's your view on this signing?
I don't think it's a big signing. I don't think it's a. I don't think it's somebody that's going to play many first team games, if I'm being honest. I don't think.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think it's.
I think he's playing a lot. I think he's playing a lot from the left hand side. I'm saying he's starting games, but you'll see him a lot. You'll definitely see him a lot. I think he's. I think you're underestimating how good he is.
I think you'll see him in the League Cup.
Yeah. I think you're underestimating how good this kid is. Like, he's very, very good. He's
but
like,
I reckon he'll be like
look at how many games Harvey's played.
Itchy back. I've got he'll be special like Harvey. You know where they'll have him on for a while. He'll be sitting on the bench for a while. We won't see him. And then he might play a few and yeah, he'll do a few cup games and
I can't really
see him taking what side does he play on?
Left. He plays on the left-hand side, left attacking. So it's pretty much the same side as Coutinho was playing. Man United have just pulled one back through Ronaldo. But yeah, I think that he will play on the upper left side. I don't think he'll be part of the front three, but I definitely think he'll be, if he's going to be changing, you know, different shapes and stuff. Mm. Yeah, definitely more Carabao Cup. But I do think that he'll come in off the bench and I think he'll surprise you how much he plays.
Maybe. I mean, I can't see him. Like Diaz was played from the moment he was signed. I can't see that happening with this one.
No.
He's definitely not up to Diaz's level.
Like backup, wouldn't he?
But I think that he will. I mean, from what I've seen of him this season, I've seen he is a person who's obviously technically very good, very very much attacking. He's really good with his head, and I haven't really seen him miss too many opportunities scoring that much at all. So I think that he'll come in, but he's strengthening the bench, and it's again, it's another sign of our, you know, the network of scouts that we have, and our signings have been like A star. You know, everyone from all the other teams have actually been praising our squad and saying that it's like, if anything, some people have been saying, Ian Wright said on the Premier League today that he thinks that. Oh, and also Iron Hargreaves is saying that our squad is better than Man City's. What do you guys think?
No, I think we've got better first 11. I don't think our squad is better.
City, yeah, I think City's quality. Right there. Yeah,
they're saying that this is the deepest squad that we've had.
No, we've got a great squad compared to normal. I think that's what's that's what's confusing people. We haven't had the likes of other options. If say Bobby or Marley were playing poorly before, that we had to deal with them. Otherwise, it was a Rigi kind of thing. Which, and don't get me wrong, Origi's done a job for us, but especially our midfield as well, we didn't have changes. At the back, we also didn't have many alternatives when the four, like, if any of the four changed. So our squad's definitely stronger. I definitely have more trust in some of the people we bring on. Like I said, I'd like Bobby to get more games. Jota can do a job and score goals here and there. And it was actually a great three ball for him for Salah's second goal the other day. But City, just you look at some of the people they bring on, and they are just unbelievable. Like Mahrez doesn't even start for them, and Mahrez has been getting the goals. Mahrez got them that second goal against us in the League Cup, in the FA Cup. He got the opening goal against Brighton the other day for them.
Yeah, I'm just judging it from like to me. I feel that if I was going to go with each squad, you know, obviously I might be a bit biased here, but like I definitely think that. Yeah, the fact that we can change the way that we play, you know, the fact that we can leave we could bring on a Keita, Diaz, Bobby Firmino, we could bring on, various different types of players. We've got Konate who would be starting every week for any other team. Gomez who would be starting every week for any other team.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Gomez.
You know, you got Ox who not getting a shout in at all in any form of way. Minamino who doesn't even need to get dressed for the games anymore. So like it's like those types of things. I'm not digging at Minamino. Like I think he's if he played for a different team, it's a shame that they didn't loan him out at the same time they brought him Diaz because I think it's just I hate when players just look distraught and not playing.
Minamino's look good as well. I feel sorry for him as well.
So yeah, he's the one who got us through Madrid the FA Cup games. Him and Origi and
we've got an A squad and a B squad, haven't we? And there's the ones who play at all the league matches, the cup matches. So our Carabao Cup players, and unfortunately, there's people like Minamino are chucked in with those. Not saying that the Carabao Cup isn't something where you play your your decent players, but it just seems a shame that they don't, some people don't get a look in when they're quite capable and could actually come in when needed, really, or start them sometimes. I think we have got a bit more depth, but
I think that's where Klopp got it wrong potentially. And I think Salah needed a rest after the AFCON, and I think his form just has not been good in March and February. And I just feel he could have trusted the likes of Minamino more. And I think Minamino has shown us he can actually get goals in some of these games.
But he's the one who, you know, to be honest, like Klopp always goes by training. And then obviously has his tried and trusted favourites. So I look, as I said, like I've, you know, Suki and I've had disagreements all through the night on text messages on this. Like I'm completely comfortable with the fact that we're the only team. I'm proud that we're the only team, you know, fighting City, and you know, City with the endless amount of budget, you know, unfair. The landscape is completely different for them, and there's no reason at all that they shouldn't win the league every single season. The fact that we are, you know, fighting to the end with them, it makes me extremely proud of our whole organisation. You know, at the end of the day, is that if we win three cups, I think there's still one of these, you know, magical seasons. I remember when we did the treble, which included the UEFA. UEFA Cup, and that was still magical. That then just winning all of those trophies. So, yeah, to me,
I would like one big name that's going to.
You
start
want a quad?
Midfield. I want one big name that's going to start midfield.
You're talking about transfers next season?
Yeah.
I think if we're talking about transfers, we've done really good business. Obviously, Konate, as I mentioned before, is one of the stars of the league. I think he hasn't really stepped too much of a foot wrong at all. He's been near perfect, and even scoring two goals in the Champions League. And the fact that we can just switch him out, just switch Matip out for Konate during these games, I think is... Yeah, I think we have got. I'll put our right now. I'll put our squad above City's personally. You know, take away Origi, who doesn't get to play, because I think that what we're doing is we're looking at players who don't play. Like the players that we've got that come on regularly. You know, you know, you're looking at Hendo's going to miss out, or you're looking at Thiago's going to miss out, or you're looking at Keita's going to miss out from midfield. You know, these are big names. You know, you've got that Diaz, you've got Jota who could be missing out. Like, these are prime players. So I think our squad is, if not as strong, it's stronger than theirs, definitely at the moment as well with form. But, like, let's look forward to the Champions League games. Obviously, Everton, we won't go into it too much because, obviously, I think we all solidly expect us to be able to win. Might as well just do the scores. What you think about the Everton game now, unless you guys want to go into depth and do the hoodoo that other teams are looking to do and saying that Everton are going to pick up something from here. We could get egg in our faces here, but let's just assume what's going to happen. They're going to lose handily to us.
I think we should be too strong for them. I'm going 4-0.
4-0?
Maria? I'm going 3-0 with Everton.
We've been scoring a lot of goals lately, so I think I'll get on the big goal, Ellie... bandwagon, respect to the Lynn chocolate.
I just realised that just here to the left of me is a big Easter egg. And
you hear me sounding distracted. It's purely because Maria just brought out that big gold bunny.
It's my one Easter egg that I got this year. And I'd just like to say, sorry, completely off. I know we were just in the middle of talking about.
That's fine. It's the same thing that whatever.
But it is this weekend. Actually, this weekend is Greek Easter. So I mean, I should probably be waiting until tomorrow. So Greek Easter is always after regular Easter.
Oh, Yamas, so. Everyone.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating tomorrow with loads of barbecues and stuff. But you know, they don't really do chocolate eggs for Greek Easter. We do actual eggs. So I'm going to eat a bit of chocolate. But yeah, keep going. It's all good.
Well, yeah. Happy. What is it?
Greek Easter
to all of our Greek fans.
Yeah, oh. All one of them. James.
Two listeners that we got. Right, Maria, what's your score? Is 3-0. Suki, yours is 4.
But everyone, right?
Yeah. I'll go. We can't seem to stop conceding goals. And it's, I don't know.
We haven't conceded
against Everton. Yeah.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
We do some stupid things. So I'm going to say 4-1. I think it'll be that. Wow. They get a consolation at the end when everyone switches off. I think that will happen. Yeah, because that's if there's one flaw to like our team, it is that. Now, let's look forward to the Champions League games. I know we've got that coming up next week. So, also to announce, I'm thank you, Pepsi Max, who's going to be taking me to the City Real Madrid game. I'll be doing some work for them there.
What?
And I'll be fully. Let me just make that it. Make it quite clear that I will be supporting Real Madrid the whole way.
That
will be there. Even though I think that there'll be a bit of maybe a harder proposition when it comes to the day. But sorry, I've literally just remembered now that it came up.
When's that Tuesday?
I'll be going on Tuesday.
When are you taking your Red or Dead crew on one of these jollies?
At the moment, probably never. But we do need to meet up for a game. We definitely do. I think it's a crime that we haven't actually met up for a game as yet. We haven't. You know what? We actually all haven't watched a game all together. We do watch games all together, but we haven't physically been in the same place.
Well,
to
we
watch
need to go to the FA Cup final together.
We will go to that. That would be lovely.
For Liverpool,
we need to somehow get tickets.
That would be lovely.
I think I might have someone until then, who might be able we've to got help the... us out there, but.
Until then, we have to go through the World Cups and the Women's Euros. Those are the games that we know we could definitely get tickets to for some reason.
The ones that don't actually involve Liverpool.
Exactly. Anything that doesn't involve Liverpool is easy thing.
100%.
So, Suki, going to your views about the Villarreal game, how do you think that's going to go, the first leg?
That's at Anfield, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't want to be complacent, but we should win. I think we, based on our form the last couple of games, Villarreal sat in eighth in the La Liga. I think we'll get a big first leg win. I think Klopp will want to finish it in one tie so he can rest players for the second tie.
You're that confident?
Yeah, I think. Don't get me wrong; they've done really well to get where they are. They've beaten Bayern, which is obviously a great result, and actually outplayed Bayern in their first leg. In the first leg, that it should be more than 1-0. And I think that's why as well. I think Klopp will go full team first leg, especially with it being Anfield first, and he'll just want to kill the tie and bury the tie very early. So I think the players will perform. I don't think Everton, again, trying not to be too complacent, I don't think Everton will be a difficult fixture tomorrow. I think there will be, he'll rest some players and then hopefully we should be fresh Wednesday.
You think he's going like B team tomorrow?
I don't think he'll go B team. I think he'll play the first team to get the result and then bring players off. I think, like Maria said, the momentum's just with us. I think the squad's in a really happy place. It does feel like that run we went on in sort of a couple of seasons ago. It sort of feels that attitude. I just can't see us losing the games. I think if you look at the last few months, I think the games we've lost haven't been because we've been outplayed. It's because we've been comfortable in the games and we've won the ties effectively already. So the Inter Milan, we'd won that tie. We weren't going to score any. We weren't trying to score.
The Benfica one, that bothered me a bit.
Benfica game, if we weren't 3-1 up in the first half or whatever, there's no way we concede those two goals. So, we weren't up from the first leg. So, I don't think I was worried. I wasn't worried in the Benfica game at any point either. I thought it was sloppy that we let them score three goals. But Van Dijk...
we do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fortunately, so.
I'm going to go for another big win. I'm going to go for 3-0.
Mara?
I actually completely agree with Suki on Villarreal. I think, they're going to hopefully learn their lesson from the Benfica one and just go for it on the first leg. And I'm actually going to say like a 4-0 on that. Ooh. So they're pretty much done and dusted.
I've...
And I know Benfica.
Yeah, go on.
Not Benfica, Villarreal, Bayern, but I think maybe they peaked at that point and that's it.
I mean, it took a lot of them to, out of them to be able to. But remember, this is over two legs as well. So it's not like they just beat them luckily.
Yeah, but that's why we're going to do.
Was it 0-0 the first leg? Or 1-1 or something? I can't remember what it was. They were drawing anyway after the first leg. If not
that's
beaten.
Why we've got to win big on the first leg.
Yeah, I definitely think that it's going to be harder than people think. But I expect full team wise, if we can actually still, and this is the problem, is that we have to obviously, as Suki was saying, like be perfect and win every single game. Everton aren't there to two things could happen. Everton could be like, okay, you know what? We're not going to get anything out of this game. Just guys, do not get any yellow cards at all because we've got a run in and we don't want any injuries or suspensions at all for the run in because they're going to be playing two games a week from now on, and they're not used to that. Burnley, who obviously is their competition for staying up, are battle ready, you know, used to doing this every single time. Obviously, they're going to be playing a different style of football because they haven't got Sean Dyche anymore. But Burnley are used to this dogfight to be able to stay up, where Everton players aren't used to that. So, I'm that could happen where they just like kind of lay it down, thinking that they're going to lose anyway. Or they could just go in for a dogfight and actually try to get pride and points against a lesser team. But if you guys sound like you guys are quite confident that the lesser team would still be able to brush past Everton, which enables us to play our full team against Villarreal.
I don't think we'll play the lesser team. I think it's an Everton derby. I think he'll go. I don't think he likes to drop people like Salah anyway. So I think he'll go for a strong team.
But we played a lesser team in the FA Cup semi-final against City. It wasn't like a full team. That wasn't really the full team. Like, that wasn't the strongest team that we could have put out. We had people on the bench.
FA Cup semi?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember we had... The Champions League game. We rested some players there, and that could have went wrong.
But that was second leg, though, wasn't it?
We were already 3-1 up.
Yeah. So they could kind of risk it a little bit.
Fair enough.
I mean, it didn't exactly go well, did it? Because it ended up being blooming.
Exactly. This is what I worry about.
But the reality of them being in after that is pretty low, even though they did score 3 goals in the end.
Maybe. All right. Well, what are you guys saying with score wise against Villarreal?
4-0. Yeah. They need to win it on the first leg. They can't muck about. We can't be mucking around with this one and then go to the second leg and be needing to win that. No.
Suki, are you being so brazen?
I said 3-0.
Disrespectful to Villarreal?
I said 3-0. 3-0.
3-0. Yeah. I think it's going to be 2-0. I'm going to go conservative. I think it'll be a 2-0 or 3. Let me go 3-1. I don't think it's going
to
be.
Does Dre not listen to us when we talk?
We've actually given our score prediction about 4 times.
No, I thought it was Everton.
The reason behind it.
I thought we were talking about Everton. I'm sorry. I've been half looking, just in case for people listening. I've been half looking at the Man United thing. Because that game seems like a basketball game of to and fro.
I managed to eat half an Easter egg and I'm keeping up. And yet...
Right, well, clearly there's rust on it. I will make sure that the rust from the podcast is fully gone away for next week. But guys, is there anything to add before we go? Any last words?
No, we're gonna
win the quadruple.
I'm gonna be
celebrating in Liverpool.
I've got brush up on my Spanish. Who do you want to actually go through between City and Man United? City and Man City. City and Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. I think we've got unfinished business for Real Madrid.
You're going to be cheering on Real
Madrid? Oh, yeah. Definitely Real Madrid. We don't want City to go through, do we?
No, you just don't want that chance. Why do we want
them in the way again?
Yeah. I want to break their hearts in the final. That's what I want.
No. Because
I think I think is going to happen. Not what I hope is going to happen. What I think is going to happen is that City are going to win the league. Now, I think that what will happen is that we will meet them in the Champions League final, and that there will break them more than anything else.
Let's just get rid
so
of
I'll be
the
our revenge.
I don't want the hassle.
We don't want them in the final.
Yeah.
I like the drama and the tension.
Someone else. I want to lose the final against someone else and even be.
I don't want to lose the final at all because then we've only won the FA Cup and Carabao Cup, and I really don't care about any of them.
I'd hate to even be in with the possibility of losing against City.
Yeah, I agree.
I get rid of them.
Yeah. Why take that risk? Why be that team to let City as well win it for the first time?
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't feel that. I feel that.
That's why we don't.
When it's a one-on-one game,
why risk
I think that we'll beat them.
Why risk that?
I don't think there's. I'm. If we play City at any time, I feel that we can beat them at any time.
But we don't want to. Then we don't even have to face that risk.
Yeah.
Do we?
Why risk that?
The only time that City have recently beat us, and let me just do this from memory, is one in our depleted season when they decided to run. They got to run riot in our ground. Two when we was drunk when we just won the league the game before, so we all turned up pissed
drunk for about half a year.
Who gave a damn? And then also when the referee gave assistance to them by sending off Mane and making us play against 10 men. That's it. Bar that, we've beat them all the time.
Well,
so
we don't even want to get to the final. We don't need that.
Yeah, we've got unfinished business with Real Madrid. They beat us depletedly last year in the Champions League, and then they beat us in that final 3-0, 3 whatever it was, 1.
Yeah, well, that was. I'm gonna knock on Karius. I think he's been through enough.
That wasn't a big Karius. I was just saying we got unfinished business with Madrid.
Well, last season, I think that was we were just lucky to be in it. None of us had any hopes of us getting through with the two. You know, bloody YTS trainees that we had at the back there. So, I haven't seen any of them, not since, not even like on the stands, nothing.
Nat Phillips has played this season. I feel sorry for Nat Phillips. Where
is he now, actually? Is he loaned out?
Where is he?
I think he is, actually, isn't he?
I think he's loaned out somewhere.
Yeah. Nat Phillips.
And what about the other one? Oh, the other one came back.
Kabak.
We weren't getting used.
Who?
No, not Kabak. The other one. Williams. Reece Williams.
Yeah, Nat Phillips. Reece Bournemouth.
No, I thought he got sent back because he went playing.
No, that was Williams.
That's
Williams came back from Swansea.
Yeah, he came back. All right.
I think Reece needs to move on. I mean, he wasn't good enough at Swansea. He's not going to be good enough at Liverpool, is he? What's he doing?
Oh, see, you've got no form of loyalty to any of them. I'm really still grateful.
We scraped through last year, let's be honest. I don't know how it quite happened.
No, and we still finished 1 point behind Man United.
Exactly, so we don't need him. Come on.
Their best ever season for a long time. Anyway, until next week, we will see you guys then. Make sure you're keeping up to date on all sports on vergemagazine.co.uk. But until then, we will catch you guys religiously next week. See you then. Cheers. Bye-bye.